Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, according to the CSO yesterday, Irish house prices are continuing to rise, with the median price of a home in Ireland now standing at €374,000, €999. The residential property price index rose by 7.5% in the 12 months to July 2025, a fall from 7.9% the month before. But property price inflation outside of Dublin continues to outpace the capital, with prices up 8.7% in the rest of the country. That's compared to 6% in Dublin. One mortgage advisor says that many locals are being priced out of their hometowns, and areas once considered affordable for commuters are no longer so. Well, in a moment, we'll be speaking to David Brock of Brock Dunlap Estate Agents in Dublin 8 and Don Colleran, owner of Colleran Auctioneers in Galway. But first, Drive Time's John Cook has been asking people on the streets of Limerick for their views on whether some people are being priced out of cities, their home communities and places that they actually want to live.
Yeah, I mean, scrimped and saved, lived in a room for a while there during COVID and managed to buy a place in 2022, moved in December, and I think about a month ago a house in our little estate sold for 80k more than what we paid. Yeah, it's just gone wild. Yeah, I have friends trying to buy in Cork and Limerick and everything, and they just keep getting priced out, bid out, and every month that they go further they can't afford it again because house prices are jumping up again.
Lost a house, had to hand the keys back, couldn't afford it, that's correct, yeah. So we ended up renting up here in Limerick.
You need to work in the city, I assume, so do you feel priced out of the market here?
Very much so, yeah. Like, you're talking about a two-bedroom, 2,000, like, and the bank will turn around and say you can't afford 1,500 of a mortgage. But I'm paying 2,000. You're paying 2,000 a month for rent.
Uh-huh. Can you ever see yourself buying again?
Not here.
I'm living with family. Recently moved back to Ireland. Lived in the UK for a good number of years.
You moved home to family in Limerick City, did you?
No, I actually live in County Kerry, and I commute to Limerick.
Okay. So. Could you afford to buy a house at home or in the area you want to now?
From the outside, I could see that buying where you might want to live in Dublin seems not attainable. So I didn't even consider that.
Of course they've been priced out. You have the wages, you have the price of houses. How do you do that? Until they get on top of building more houses, the price of houses are not going to come down. There's no emergency. I mean, I can't understand what's going on at all.
I'm from Kerry. Yeah, we were lucky enough when we bought it, I suppose. It's probably 8 years ago now, but I suppose the houses in the local area pretty much doubled since, you know.
And that is some people speaking to Drive Time's John Cook on the streets of Limerick a little earlier on. And interested to hear from listeners on this too, 51551 if you want to get in touch with your own experiences. Well, to discuss this, as I mentioned, we're joined by David Brock and Don Colleran, and good evening to you both. Don, I might come to yourself first. You're in Galway. What is the situation there? Are you seeing people just unable to afford to live either in the city or even on the surrounds of the city?
There's nothing new in this report for people in Galway, Sarah. I think I'm over 40 years in this business, and certainly that has been the case in Galway. Maybe certainly not to the extent that we see now, but Galway's always been a destination city. We're a university, we're a tech city, we're a med city. So people have been flocking to Galway for many, many years. And we've always had a crisis here where young people have found it difficult to compete maybe with people who are working in these higher paid industries and have had to consider moving out. What has changed greatly, I think, is whereas up to maybe a couple of years ago, it was young people moving out to buy, they're having to move out to rent now. And that's a new, very dangerous scenario where they can't find rental accommodation close to where they want to live and close to where they want to work.
Oh, sorry.
And
so when you say move out, they're moving out of the city.
Absolutely.
To rent. They can't even find rental in the city.
Correct.
Okay.
That's where we've seen a big change maybe over the last 5 years.
And the rent that they're paying outside of the city, is that affordable?
Well, one of your voice pops said there, and this is where the inconsistency, people are paying 2,000 a month mortgage, yet if they are for rent, should I say, yet if they could get mortgage, or we need to look at the way we're financing mortgages, they can certainly, you know, 1,500, one gentleman mentioned there, the mortgage would be to buy a house. yet the bank won't take that into consideration that he's paying 2,000 a month already in rental accommodation, you know?
Yeah, and it's funny, we've been talking about that for years, that aspect of it, you know, the banks don't take that into account, and it's so difficult for people because so much of their disposable income is going on rent, so they can't afford to pay to save for the deposit, but they can show that they're able to pay 2,000 a month or whatever it might be, but it's not taken into account in so many cases. David, I'll come to yourself. You're based in Dublin 8. That'd be very sought after areas in Dublin 8, like Kilmainham and Inchicore, very close to the city, good transport links. Lots of people would have grown up in that area. But are you seeing then people having to move outside of Dublin 8 just to be able to afford to live?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of parts of Dublin 8 that were less fashionable have become fashionable. So now that they've become fashionable and the city has grown, suddenly these places are considered close to the city and desirable when they mightn't have been considered before. And there's people who've grown up here, and we find that they kind of, if they can't, like, if the houses here, they've risen so much in price, they can find maybe a bigger house, and they go out to the suburbs or just outside the city.
Okay. And of course, I know this is not necessarily your area, but that has direct knock-on consequences for people's lives, doesn't it? You know, if you have to move away, for example, from your parents or your immediate family, then, you know, childcare maybe isn't there as an option. You know, sort of the family structures is being disrupted if you don't have those options. Are locals then in direct competition with people working, for example, in the tech sector or people who can afford to buy, as you say, at the higher tier of the way prices are going at the moment?
Yeah, I just to speak a little bit about Inchicore, I mean, there was a time where there could have been a mum and dad and 10 kids in a two-bed house. And, you know, now, that's a while ago, but now that house will be bought by a single person, maybe as you say, a tech worker or a couple. And once their circumstances change, the housing stock around Dublin 8 is generally, the size of the properties are quite small as well. And there's a kind of move, well, it's a broad move towards smaller families, bigger houses. When before it would have been bigger families, smaller houses.
Yeah. I might come back to yourself, Don, in terms of what's happening then in Galway. Where exactly are people moving to when you say people are moving out? What areas of Galway are people having to move to?
It's very wide and broad, Sarah. I met a young girl there last week who was born and reared in Salt Hill here in Galway, moved to Cork a couple of years ago, started her family, and is now back with her three kids. And looking to buy, but not alone can she not buy, but she couldn't even secure rented accommodation. And she ended up out in Belladangan, out in Connemara at the moment in order to secure a property. So there's no one direction they're going in, but certainly the areas of infrastructure where there is good infrastructure, out maybe the Tuam Road, out to Ordon Moor, and out to Athenry where there's a rail link, people are following those roads of infrastructure to find rental accommodation.
But even at that, traffic then is a huge problem, isn't it, when you have people trying to commute in?
Absolutely massive, and this has been on the airways for many, many years in Galway. We're crying out for another bridge across the river, and we haven't got one, and we need to look at that, and maybe we need to look at light rail. And there's been a campaign in Galway for many years there with Brendan Holland and his committee to bring light rail into Galway City. I think Galway's made for it. It could be very efficient, and we need less traffic in town and more corridors like that.
David, if I come back to Dublin for a second then, and if people are having to leave Inchicore, as you're saying, or places in Dublin 8, is it commuter towns that they're moving to, or commuter counties, Navan, Meath, Kildare?
Yeah, a lot of people would move out to Naas or Newbridge, or kind of west to Maynooth or Leixlip, and these are fantastic places to live as well.
Yeah.
There's some people then who kind of take an approach to change the lifestyle a bit and move down the country, and get a bigger house in a town down the country and do things a little bit differently than they might have done, you know, with their parents.
But does that then have a knock-on effect in those commuter counties and the commuter towns in terms of prices?
It would put the pressure up. But as the population grows and cities grow, you know, the commuter towns grow as well. And you find that some of these commuter towns, they could have been a bit sleepy before, but with an influx of people, there's and people working from home, there's a lot of commerce in these places now as well.
Yeah, a text in from Sean who talks about short-term lets, and I know this is a big issue, particularly outside of Dublin, but in the capital as well. Sean says Westport is full of short-term lets, and then you have nursing homes that have beds empty, but they can't get nurses because there's nowhere to rent in the town. So the West is blighted by short-term lets, and many young people either can't rent or compete with wealthy developers who are buying up everything. Don, I might come to yourself then on the prices outside of the city. Is that something that you're seeing increasing as well? I mean, I just anecdotally, I know myself, you know, from my own hometown, like the prices are just something else now, really, aren't they, in Galway?
Very, very much so, yeah. And that's what's forcing people out and out. But as Dave alluded to there, even the out in the suburbs, like the likes of Athenry here now in Galway has a fabulous rail link, has a good road link as well. And you have the development of Dexcon out there now as well, which is going to bring a lot of well-paid people living in Athenry. So Athenry has seen a surge in property prices over the last, you know, year or so, and certainly in rental income there has gone up considerably, yes.
But then are you pushing people out of Athenry? You know, people who may have grown up there, you know?
That's exactly what's happening. That's what's happening. But you see, as I said, there's a lot of well-paid, good jobs in Galway City and County, and there are a lot of people moving to the city because of that, you know, because of the lifestyle in Galway, the quality of life in Galway, and the good jobs in Galway. And it is having the effect where people who maybe aren't earning as much as those people coming in to take up these high-skilled jobs are being forced out, but that's nothing unique to Galway.
It certainly isn't. Thank you both very much for joining us on the programme this evening. That is John Colleran and David Brock. You can let us know what you think to 51551.